show today, we have Riverfront Federal Credit Union's President and CEO, Tim McLeod, talking about his credit union's incredible turnaround story and a very fun bobblehead campaign. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a very special guest, Mr. Tim McLeod, President and CEO of Riverfront Federal Credit Union. Tim, how are you, sir?
Doing wonderful, Michael. How are you doing? Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh my gosh, anytime. I'm so excited for the story. I've been sitting on pins and needles about not only the turnaround story that you've done there at Riverfront, but also your bobblehead campaign, which we'll get to later in the interview. I can't wait for that as well. But hey, let's start out. Can you briefly kind of tell us about your credit union's turnaround story? Because when you first got there, things weren't so okay, but now they're doing pretty well. So give us a quick background on what was going on there.
Sure, Michael. The bigger thing, I think, for everyone to understand, what I found when I arrived here in 2014, February of 2014, mm-hmm. was a credit union that was looking inward. And I quickly surmised that they never really recovered from the downturn in 2008.
Oh, okay.
All right. So yeah. when I started peeling back the layers, so to speak, I saw where they become very risk adverse. They really was holding things close to the vest.
Mm-hmm.
And as we both know, when you do that, the consumer base, the member base, starts turning away from you. The second thing that happens typically is the staff becomes disengaged.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew right then that we had a case of good old fashioned. That's not the way we've always done it. and I hate to use this term, Michael, but I'm a change agent. Yes, I
good
know we overuse the term, but I am truly a change agent.
Good.
As my staff will still attest to today,
mm-hmm.
Because as soon as we get something just right, we take it apart again. And there's a very sound reason for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I found Riverfront that way, and I quickly determined what we needed to do. So I had a staff meeting about 2 weeks after I was here.
Yeah.
I wanted to take my time and really go through the process, all the processes, and see what truly was going on. So I found a lot of complacency. A lot of status quo.
Yeah,
that's the way we've always done it.
Yeah.
I found just a plethora of instructions. This is how you do it. Step one.
Mm, oh, boy.
Step two.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that was what I said. Oh, boy. Here we go. So I addressed the staff about 2 weeks in, and I said, okay, I'm going to introduce you to me. And this is what we're about to embark upon. And I could see both the excitement and the dread in the eyes of the staff. About 58 strong, I think 56. My HR director will correct me.
Okay.
But 56, 58 strong,
mm-hmm.
At that time, about 170, I believe, 170 million in assets.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see this, these two components. I said, look, there's two things that's going to happen real quick. Either you're going to embrace what I'm about to say or you're not. Those that do not, we're going to teach you how. And because we're going to put in a state-of-the-art training program and we're going to go through the ABCs of credit, the credit union financial institution world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to teach you how to do it. And we're going to teach you how to do it with excitement.
Right on.
Bigger. And so this was new to them. They were not accustomed to seeing someone that was so outspoken, I guess you could say. I'm shy too, Michael, by the way. I'm a shy person.
I don't know, Tim.
I had to prepare myself for like a week to get on this video. No, I'm just kidding. So I began the process of explaining to them, because, you know, taking this step, going away from a job that I had for 14 years, I was very comfortable in that number two seat as the chief operations officer. Different ones said, "Why are you doing this? You can go right on to retirement and everything's all good." And I said, "Well, I just didn't want to finish in the number two seat. I wanted to have an opportunity to finish out my career, capstone my career, if you will."
Yeah.
In the top seat, and hence this is where I'm at.
Right on.
And so I'm telling them the things that we're going to look at doing and this and that. And all of a sudden they're going, this guy truly is about change.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them, I said, what we're going to do is we're going to take every product that we have, every solution that we have for our members, and we're going to take them apart and we're going to put them back together. We're going to leave all the deficiencies so that when the member has this product,
mm-hmm.
they know they have the absolute most efficient product mm-hmm. available at this time. And I said, as I just said, once we get to that point, it'll be time to take it apart again. So the staff more or less kind of called what we do now the new direction, and that's where it came from.
Excellent.
And that's where we got our little tagline that we're now headed in a new direction.
Excellent.
And so with that, we started staff evaluations, making sure that we knew where everyone was at.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that we could define and arrange the appropriate educational piece for the staff individually,
mm-hmm.
The departments, the groups, the entire team, and that's the way we break our training up across the month. We have individual training so that we can train new product shortcomings and things of that nature. We have group training to where we can get that cohesiveness mm-hmm. within the departments. And then we have full staff training so that we can bring that cohesiveness from the departments into the staff at large.
Gotcha.
And again, that creates that excitement, that vigor, because everyone is doing the same thing. They're just doing it within the confines of their department.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I quote a friend of mine here that runs one of the hotels. If you ask any of his staff what they do at that hotel, they'll tell you that their job is to serve you and to make sure that all your needs are fulfilled. They'll never tell you what their actual job title is.
Oh, really?
And I find that very impressive.
Yeah.
In that when you walk into an organization, my job is to serve you.
Mm-hmm.
That is my number one job. I'm the chief executive officer here. I like to say chief excitement officer here.
Well, I like that better, yeah.
I do too. I do too. Because I'm always excited. The staff, you know, they love or hate to see me coming because that means something gets to change. But, you know, my thing is when I talk with consumers on the street, members in the lobby, my job is to make sure that they are getting and have everything they possibly need to make their financial life better, mm-hmm. which, by the way, is our new mission statement. Very simple. It doesn't have a lot of eloquent words in it, but what it is, when defined, it takes each one of our members and they know they're on a path to meet their financial solution.
Yep, that's the point.
And so all that in general is best defined, as I still restate to my staff over and over, our job is to make it bigger, better, and faster. That way, every consumer that walks through our front door know they are getting exactly the best that can be offered.
Well, this is something you have to do today, though, because of the competition out there, because of the speed of business, the speed of technology. It's changing. Like you're the change agent, but everything is changing so fast today. You have to be almost a change agent today within your own organization to keep things going.
You do.
Or not to get left behind.
You do, and Michael, that's the one of the problems I see in our industry is oftentimes we see that status quo being met. We see that that's not the way we've always done it
mm-hmm.
as a habitual practice amongst the organizations. One of the things that I see as probably the ultimate problem. Especially in the smaller credit unions, is because one, they don't have the resources available to them,
yeah.
Or two, they don't know how to capitalize.
Mm-hmm.
But if they will stop looking inward to figure it out and look outward, and then bring that back in, there's your equation for growth.
Yeah,
what can I do to make this organization better? That literally, Michael, is the question that I go to bed with every night
mm-hmm.
and I wake up with every day.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to make this organization better?
Yep.
And my staff, they are outstanding. Now, let me tell you what, Michael, you can't do any of the things that I've talked about or that we will talk about without a very dynamic staff, one that's willing to partake in change.
Oh yeah.
But then more importantly, embrace it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because what happens, especially once they learn my operating philosophy, which is very simple. I validate your knowledge base. I enable you to do your job. And then I get out of your way.
Good for you.
Period. Because my thing is, you know, as we were talking before we started, I was in the military.
Yeah.
That's a very staunch environment, very, very controlled, mm-hmm. oriented. You don't ask why. And there's a good reason for that.
Oh, sure.
I love the Army. I love the military. And God bless all of our men and women in the service at
mm-hmm.
large.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that you don't ask why in the military is because when the guy in the fighting position tells you to duck, you just duck.
There's no time to say why.
If you ask why, you may regret it.
Yep.
But we're not in the military.
Right.
We are consumers helping consumers, and I drive a lot of what I do, and impart the same thing onto my staff.
Mm-hmm.
The way I was brought up, my dad always taught me, don't tell them, show them.
Mm-hmm.
And I got five rules he gave me. We'll talk about that. That's another video maybe.
Okay.
But rule number three is don't tell them, show them. And that's what I impart to my staff. Don't tell them, show them.
Mm-hmm.
Set the example for your managers. Set the example so your staff can follow. Staff, show the members what you do and how you do it, what we do and how we do it,
mm-hmm.
so they can do it, so they feel comfortable doing it.
Right on.
And you know, the thing is, with all the changes that we've had, the successes we've had, no one person can do this. It is impossible. Mm-hmm. I don't care who says that mm-hmm. that I alone can do it. They're wrong.
Yeah.
It takes a very efficient, well-trained, organized staff
mm-hmm.
that embraces what they do day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gives me the excitement that I have to come to work every single day.
Oh yeah. To see it happening right before your eyes has got to be really exciting and motivating as well.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing.
Two questions for you, Tim.
Sure.
How long did the turnaround take? And then do you have any before and after numbers or any before and after pictures to share?
Yeah. Okay, the first question, how long did it take?
Yeah.
Well, we're still underway.
Well, I think it's like owning a home.
Happened.
It's never done.
we're coming to the culmination of a lot of things that we did. So we evaluated the staff, products and services, software solutions. What are we doing? What are we not doing? We onboarded a new core processor.
Okay.
We put together a new cutting edge, what we think is a cutting edge website, mm-hmm. Web presence, mm-hmm. if you will,
mm-hmm.
Mobile banking. We got anything that you possibly want to do at the palm of your hand.
Bravo.
From applying to be a member, applying for a loan, wow. all the way to auto decisioning.
Cool.
Coming within seconds after after you hit the submit button. So, and none of those things were here.
Mm-hmm.
So we've really, over the 4.5 years that I've been here, we've really kind of got on our horse and really put all these things together. My staff, if you ask any of them, they will tell you that it has been dizzying.
Oh, I mean,
just absolutely a whirlwind.
I bet.
That's why I say sometimes I walk into a department, so I've got news. Well, oh goodness, is it something from the trades or does he have a new product coming out? But they love it. After I get to tell them, they're like, wow, this is going to be so great for our members.
Yeah.
And then, of course, through that excitement and their embracement of the process, mm-hmm. they are immediately on it. I can just back out at that point, and they take over mm-hmm. and they finish it.
Awesome.
So, all right, so just to give you some ideas about where we're at. Like I said, we're not there yet.
Right.
We're just beginning.
Oh, good. All right.
Just beginning.
Like
we're getting
that.
Ready to do some stuff that's really going to put this place on its head, so to speak. But just to give you an idea, up to before I got, or just before I got here, they was averaging $400,000 or less in monthly loan volume. Okay, wow. That's $170 million credit union.
Yeah,
that's not real good.
Yeah, it's not going to cut it.
It's not. So now we average between 2.5 million and 3 million per month. Still not enough, but according to
fast improvement,
our operation setup,
yeah,
it's creating the right percentages. So and now we're just moving one step at a time. Mm-hmm. Well, the 3 years preceding my arrival, we lost about 15% of our core member. Michael, you know, you look at it one way. If I'm not providing you anything mm-hmm. different,
yeah.
If I'm not providing you anything exceptional,
mm-hmm.
I'm most likely going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think that's what was happening. So over the next 2.5 years, we put 20% back on.
Oh, good for you guys. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah. Now, we did have a little setback with indirect lending. We'll get into that, but
yeah.
But we did put on some of that was through indirect, and, mm-hmm. and we've lost some of that back
mm-hmm.
Going back out of indirect lending.
Gotcha.
My goal there was to put indirect lending on as a bridge
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
while we were rebuilding our direct lending mechanism.
That's a great idea.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
The members that walk through the front doors, members and potential members that walk through the front door,
mm-hmm.
that's where your growth truly is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we still have indirect and we still use that channel, but at a lot lesser volume now because we have so many now coming through the front doors.
Right on.
So all told, comparatively speaking, as you read through the article, you'll see, looking at what we do now, mid-year last year compared to mid-year this year, about 75% increase in loan originations. That's approved on the books.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is a tremendous number. Now, yeah. Of course, we have some loans going off the books, so that's not net. But
mm-hmm.
I pointed out loan originations. That means that's the people coming through the door,
mm-hmm.
sitting our financial service representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And using our services, like I said, with e-commerce, things of that nature, 65% of our member base is using our e-statements. About 60% of our member base uses our checking accounts with direct deposit.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
Things continue to move forward.
Right.
In the beginning at a rapid pace, now starting to level off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're seeing is that consistent move forward now. So that's what we were setting up mm-hmm. to do. So we are very excited. So just to put all that in something that we all know and understand.
Yeah.
So like I said, we didn't really recover after the downturn in 2008. And we were in a losing situation for several years.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So In 2017, all the things that we have been doing for the previous few years resulted in about $1 million in net income going straight back to
really?
Finish.
Well done.
Capital. So and now in 2018, we're on track to do about the same again.
Awesome.
So that's
awesome.
That's kind of putting it in a word for you.
I love it. And I originally saw this story in CU Journal, and it was a story actually written by you. Why did you feel compelled to share this story? Do you want to kind of spread the word to other credit unions who may have been in a similar situation, or what was the reasoning there?
It was two reasons. I wanted to document what we had done, and you know obviously we wanted to put a lot of information out there, and it was really just me documenting it for myself,
mm-hmm.
or wanting to document it for myself,
right.
And someone said, well, you know, we probably should share this with the industry for two reasons.
Okay.
excuse me. Reason number one is we always hear and oftentimes read about credit unions that are struggling, credit unions that are in conservatorship, unfortunately, mm-hmm. with the regulator.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately, those that get merged.
Mm-hmm.
We know mergers happen all the day. Strategic mergers, those are just part of doing business in our industry, and those are fine and acceptable.
Right.
But those forced mergers and those mergers because we just can't survive anymore. We wanted to put something out there to say, look at what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Look at some of the things that we've done
to
help move us away from what could have been that.
Yeah, yeah.
Into what we refer to as our new direction.
Right. What's literally happening now?
We took a 90-degree turn, put the sails up, and said, "Let's see if we can catch some wind."
No doubt.
And the second thing was, I wanted the industry to know I want them to know who Riverfront Federal Credit Union is, because we're coming. We're not going to be a $175 million credit union for long.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that.
So, I wanted to put it out there and introduce Riverfront to the credit union industry.
Good for you guys. Good for you guys. If there's one lesson that you could learn in this story, what would it be, and what would your advice be to others out there looking to do the same thing that you have done?
Look to your staff.
Yeah.
Your staff is the embodiment of what we do. Those are our member employees, member consumers. That they have their own life.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them, what would you do in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
How does this make you feel? What can we do, or what can you do to make a consumer's life or our member's life
mm-hmm.
better?
Mm-hmm.
Ask for their input. You know the old saying, right? Don't ever ask a question you don't want the answer to.
Exactly.
And then be prepared to use it.
Yeah.
Enable your staff to do their job. Let them do the work that you're paying them to do, and you will be amazed at the greatness that they in turn provide
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to your members.
Yeah, I've heard that story time and time again. Just
yes.
Have faith in your people; they'll get it done. So it's
exactly.
It's awesome.
Exactly.
All right.